Welcome back in, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a good day. It's kind of nice out today.
It was a weird day, though. I mean, the way it started out, so blank and cold. But yeah, it is. There's not much wind, and it is sunny out.
That's the thing, I think. Not much wind. Well, you're going to get some wind now because it
is 2 hours worth of wind.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
On a
My
Tuesday.
Partner in crime is in here with me today. Glad to have you in here.
Glad to hear.
Oh, it has been a crazy sports week. I can't wait to start getting some opinions from a partner over there because I have a lot of things that are irritating me today.
I can see that in your face.
It is. It's just
train
like,
coming.
Oh. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13. Facebook's at 1700thechamp and the website 1700thechamp.com. Wanted to thank once again. So Randy Wayhofer came in yesterday.
You were telling me that.
General manager, VP. Going to come in for foreseeable future on Mondays, which is kind of cool.
General manager, VP of, I'm sorry?
The Iowa Cubs.
Oh, I'll make sure you said that loud.
Yep, I thought it, right? Yes. See, we work so good together.
Make sure everybody knows what we're talking about.
It was really cool. I mean, he said a lot of things and a lot of interesting things that you don't think about. He said his toughest job right now is, and not so much with the Iowa Cubs because of the pay scale, but after up to a certain pay scale, they're responsible of getting their players residence, a place to live. They didn't have to do that before. It's a new Major League Baseball thing for minor league baseball. And he said, the hardest thing for me to do is to get cable and internet. And I'm like, welcome to the crowd. It is not easy. And
I would think that age demographic of the players, though, that this would be a largely streaming, so it'd be more of just
internet.
Getting a good internet connection.
And it was really, really funny. And the only thing I could think of to say to him is just pay a lot for it. I mean, that's sometimes people go, well, that's way too much to have internet. My internet doesn't go down and it has 100 things connected to it and it's perfectly fine and I'll pay it. If I didn't use it very often, I wouldn't want to pay that much. But the fact that I want it to work when we need it to work, I pay whatever. And I'm paying it at two houses. So
yeah, and it sounds like you're more a coaxial service, if you will.
Yeah, a little media. But you know what? It's not even coaxial. I mean,
we are we link up to our internet service at our house, and it's I don't know. I mean, we have it's very, very it goes down a lot, Gary.
Yeah,
and when I have a wife in IT that works from home, it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. But it was nice having Randy on, and it's a great person to have on. He knows so much about baseball. You know, even though that he's been here and he enjoys it here and he wants to be here, his knowledge of baseball, you throw him and Sam Burnaby in together and it's just a lot of years.
I'm just excited to go back down, have a big beer and sit in the seats and see baseball.
Yep, I am too. I am there with you. We'll take a quick second here to introduce you to some sponsors today. We have Palmer Group. We have DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic. We have Northwest Bank. We have Heritage Building Maintenance. We have Woodman Controls. We have BetMGM. I already said Randy. So today's Tuesday. So tomorrow I have Brian Glass coming in, the Director of Information Technology with Palmer Group. That'll
Very
be
nice.
Exciting. Waiting for the next four or five different people that we have coming in for DeMoss. Anna's checking on that right now, so those are working really well.
Make sure we talk sports with them too. Give them that.
Give them
like
a chance.
When we talked, one of our former places that we went to happy hour and do one of our remotes, he just still talks about, they put me on the air.
Yes, and ask me questions. I'm like, yeah, I didn't ask you what the starting third baseman for the Chicago Cubs was hitting.
No.
Not very well, by the way. You could answer that. So excitement there. I'm still trying to think. The biggest story today, and it's really funny that the biggest story is that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving was taken out of the playoffs 4-0. They forget to mention that they were a 9 or a 10 seed.
Right.
They forget to mention that they're playing the Boston Celtics, who are a 2 seed.
Right.
You know, you forget those things. Kevin Durant and Kyrie
exactly.
Irving.
It's big names oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you know, it's I don't want to sit and listen to Kyrie Irving talk, but I also don't want people to sit there and make fun of that he talks, but still want to talk to him all the time. I don't think you get both. As if I didn't like the way somebody was handling some of the things they were doing, and I had them on the show, and they did the same thing, they would be a ghost to me from then on. Right. But see, they don't think that way. They think, okay, the more I mention it and maybe the more I get him angry, he'll get on social media.
Right.
And man, he has a lot of social media people. So if I make him mad, then all these people, I'm like, man, that's
a backwards way of looking at it, of getting the clicks that get you the
right. You know, everything that should have been talked about last night was I watched all the games. I didn't watch from first quarter to fourth quarter, but I watched all the games. And I kid you not, Scott, I know this isn't true, but it's like these guys are wearing earpieces, and I'm saying these guys as these guys mm-hmm. are the referees. Because mm-hmm. the first quarter, it went one way, and oh, man, that was a pretty big lead. Oh, we can't have that big a lead. Hey, we need to cut that lead down a little bit, or we're going to lose this television audience.
You and boom, man, you have to spend a lot of money on foil for your hats because you and your conspiracy.
And here they come, and it wasn't, and they got Brooklyn back in the game, not because Brooklyn was playing better, but they spent most of the second quarter on the free throw line. And then you look at some of these games, and I mean, the Memphis coach came out and said, I am the least paid coach in the NBA, and I'm getting ready to probably get fined more than I made this month. And he just went at it. And he's like, you know, he goes, I get it. These guys are incredible athletes, and it's hard to referee. Just keep it at the same even keel exactly. all the way through. That's, you know, and that's throwing a little, you know, throwing a little tin cap hat on there, but it's like, how else when I've watched all three games and all three games were the same. It's like, oh, they got out to too big a lead. You got to get that lead back down.
It's like I said, I've watched more NBA basketball in the last few weeks than I have in a long time. And it gets you of some games. It's the speed that, obviously the speed, but then it's there's a cap on the bucket for both of them. And it's like something is, okay, we've got it set at 65, and then something does, not wearing a hat with you, but something does change it. And then to see them go on an 18-0 run, I'm like, no. These teams are way too good for one team to go on an 18-0 run, but
it happens.
Something changes. It happens a lot.
And I watched that game last night I watched the last quarter and a half as an eighth grade NBA coach. That's how I watched it. And I'm like, okay, I've had kids on NBA that they think the minute they walk across half court, they're open.
Oh, exactly.
I've had kids.
And they've got the green light too. Yeah.
The kids that I can't get to shoot. And I'm watching this game and I'm like, after the third, I'm not even going to name, but after the third time that he dribbled the ball off of his leg out of bounds, I'm like, I probably would have taken him out and sat him down and go, maybe you shouldn't dribble as much as you are.
Yeah.
I mean, not to embarrass him in front of everybody. I didn't want to do that, but just got to pull him over and go, hey, maybe don't. Or, hey,
let's reset.
Just because there's a line out by half court, it's a 10-second line. You have to play on the other side of that. It doesn't mean you have to shoot from there.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't.
If you
not
shoot
extra
from the logo,
points,
it does not get you a stuffed animal.
And you're like, wow. It's these are professional athletes that, or the best one is you just put your head down and you go to the bucket and you throw up a shot and it doesn't go in. And you stare at the referee while they're going the other way, going, why didn't you call a foul? I'm like, it's not a shot.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God, these guys have turned into eighth grade basketball players.
I have found myself more and more as I watch some of the playoff games, not going, he is fun to watch. It's a little more of, I don't care for him.
Oh, and I'm thinking,
it's the attitudes, the looks, the everything of, come on, man.
And then I look at, okay, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, you guys get paid a lot of money. And each of you now have taken 9 shots, and you're through the third quarter.
Right.
Spiffballing here again as an eighth grade basketball coach. If those two guys don't score, I can't. And you have Blake Griffin, who I used to be a huge Blake Griffin fan, and I don't dislike Blake Griffin. Dude, he looked like me and you run up and down the floor.
I was going to say, is he closer to my age, though?
Until he dunks, he looked just like, okay, somebody foul.
Okay.
So I got 10 seconds to catch my breath. Okay. All right. Okay.
But again,
and then he runs up and down, and he's still, but once again, $8.5 million is what he's getting paid.
Well, like you said, though, Celtics are not exactly a horrible team.
No, they're a really good team, and I don't quite understand
the surprise. I mean, well, the Pelicans can win some. How come these guys can't even win any?
Right, and it's. You know, here's a perfect example. So the Utah Jazz, now Donovan Mitchell has a bad hamstring. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have played 80-some games, and now you get a bad hamstring. These teams are losing. Some of these teams are losing. The Philadelphia 76ers were blowing out. And now Joel Embiid has a torn ligament in his thumb.
Yep.
And he can't score.
Yeah.
And you're like, and this was his today or late last night when the game was over. I kind of need James Harden to shoot more. And I'm like, I heard that. And they said, well, Joel, did you have a talk with him? And he goes, well, you know, it's not really my job. And I'm like, okay. You're getting paid $18 million a year. You're not feeling good, and you have a perennial all-star Hall of Famer who seems, for some odd reason, to think his only job is to get the ball from one free throw line to another free throw line and pass. I'm like, you're James Harden. The reason a lot of people don't like you is because you're a ball hog and you shoot all the time, and when they need you to do it, you're not doing it. And I'm like, I don't understand. And I'm like,
doesn't it feel like somebody told him he's the three now, though?
I don't know. It's like somebody told him that, you know, maybe you don't like being in Philadelphia. Maybe you need to get, I mean, that's how you get out of going.
Yeah.
The only time I didn't want to make fun of Ben Simmons through all this. Right.
No,
The whole mental aspect of it, the whole, my back, I've had a bulging disc before. It is not cool.
Right.
I get it. And if your mental angst is at a point where it's affecting your daily life and you're on a basketball team and you can't play, but you still need to come to and sit in the stadium, do you have to look like Elton John when you come? Elton John gets paid millions of dollars to look like he does and perform like he does.
You can't judge his style.
He wore more colors than what was Donny Osmond in? He was in the James and the amazing Technicolor. That's what he looked like.
Dream coat.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm like, Ben, if you don't want people to see you and ridicule you and all of that, you're sticking out, buddy. No one else in the whole stadium is wearing those clothes with sunglasses on indoors. I'm like, don't these people have people that say,
maybe you should just dress like the rest of the team and support the team.
Yeah, just, you know, even on the bench and
in street clothes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I know.
Get up, high five when they come in. Man, great job, guys. You're keeping us in here. You know what, man? If we can get a couple more games, maybe I can play. Yeah, okay, whatever. But yeah, something.
That is the part of the game that I'm starting to try to wrap my arms around. Of okay, yes, in the NFL, yes, in the MLB, and yes, in seeing it in the NBA, there is some massive personalities.
Yeah, there is that.
I mean, this is Ocho Cinco from the NFL level of personalities. This is Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, they're not massive personalities that
back it up.
Are trying, yeah, back it up or have at least have some normalcy behind it.
Right. It's a level of I don't like it anymore. I want change, and instead of change through negotiation, it seems to be change through I'm done.
Yeah, just trade.
It's just weird.
Yeah,
it's
just trade me somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's just, I think it doesn't work that.
But
way.
I mean, it's not exclusive to the NBA. It just seems to we've seen a little more as of recent with right. big names doing it. But
they're doing it in football. Yeah. They try to do it in baseball. It just seemed the basketball hasn't been good. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, there's been some good.
Right, but not
as a whole, it doesn't feel like
I mean,
Disney.
I mean, if you're watching Golden State play, it's pretty fun.
It's because they turned on a switch. They turned right. on an app.
And they shoot the ball, yes. and they pass the ball, and they all play defense. And just, I don't know, just those regular things that you expect everybody to do.
Well, it's almost like they get, Golden State seems to have I know it's the first round of the playoffs, but you have to win here. To get to the next.
I think Brooklyn forgot that, I don't get to just skip
right
to the finals.
Because, the two games tonight, Timberwolves and Grizzlies, you know, I didn't expect that to be a 2-2 series. Same with Pelicans and Suns, for Pete's sakes.
I didn't either.
I mean, and the Suns have won twice as many games as the Pelicans, and it's a 2-2 series.
And an injury did that one. Yeah. And the game last week on Thursday that we went out and had beers and were watching that they were up 26. They lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Incredible. Exactly. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. This next segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. What do we think that means? Well, we take it to mean that when you go in, you open up an account, tell them Steen sent you. The commitment that you're going to get that you can bank on is that they're going to take care of all your banking needs and make sure that they are all met, if not exceeded, and that you always have the opportunity to come back in and change things. It's that's kind of their thing. They make things easy for you and good for your banking needs.
They are a hometown feel with the resources of the world.
Big time resources.
Yep.
It's kind of cool. They switched up their website a little bit here, and they had some people on here. They had Ashley Rottenhouse. She is a private banker, VP. Dana Christensen, who I actually know, Dana, is a private mortgage banker. Gabrielle Short is a business banking assistant. They all have, they just have that look, right? Oh. They have that look, man. Oh. You're banking on me,
I got you.
They're going to take care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance. They can take care of all of those and meet even the smallest needs that you have. Once again, Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay, I'm trying to think if I want to go social. We're going to have to do a little bit on football. We're going to have B-Styles going to come in here at 5:21.
Okay.
So the 5 o'clock hour, you and I will start talking about the NFL football draft. So we actually are
it'll be interesting to hear. Yeah.
Same page.
Oof-ta.
As this is, I have a couple of things that are bothering me. And they bothered me yesterday. I talked a little bit about them. Now they're kind of coming out again. Yesterday's, there was a whole big cancel culture going on about Steve Martin in the 1970s doing his King Tut.
Oh, good Lord.
That it was just, it was disrespectful. It was so disrespectful that he went overseas and did the same thing. I mean, it was funny. That's kind of where we're at, right? It's like, my gosh, you, number one, where did, I mean, I think Steve Martin's going, holy cow. You know, usually people nowadays, when they're looking something up, they're going, man, you'd make a really good grandpa because I saw you in Parenthood or something, you know, not, oh my God, you did that on TV. How in the world did you ever get away with doing that? Well, one, when it first came on, not very many people were watching Saturday Night Live. Right. It was popular, but not.
Right. And he had his Wild and Crazy Guy. It was his stand-up routine. He did it during the, I mean, we had the 8 tracks to date myself, if you will.
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't exactly, I mean, I maybe was younger than I should have been listening to his material, but still.
I don't remember him using, he was one of those guys that never, he was funny and he didn't use a cuss word. On some of
them. He skated the bounds a little bit with some stuff. He was not Richard Pryor by any means.
No,
But no, we live in a time where people pick fights. I mean, yes, the song was, he did dress in the garb or whatever, but I mean, it wasn't, nowhere, shape, or form was it supposed to be a commentary on his thoughts of how it was. If you listen to the words of the song, it was comedy.
Yeah, and it was also from an ancient god that actually wasn't going, oh, man, I'm offended that Steve Martin's doing right. this. He'd been dead for a while.
Well, it was.
Yeah, it's just where we are.
We're in a very sensitive time right now.
So here's the second part. And this one's really, really got me up in arms a little bit. The first one started with, what is so wrong with our country right now that one person can have enough money to buy Twitter while others can't afford to eat. That was yesterday. So, and I don't know how much that one held with everybody. So they went a little bit further today and said that, it's infuriating to know that the same system that allows a guy to be rich enough to spend $44 billion on a social media source is the same system that allows people to be so poor that they're homeless and are left on the streets to die. And I read that and I'm like, okay, come on, folks. One of the biggest things on fighting hunger and fighting homelessness and fighting mental illness is getting people to understand that they have a problem and being able to take care of it. They don't want your help at this particular time. I don't know. Listen, do I think that it would be cool to be a star athlete and make a ton of money or be somebody that makes a ton of money? Yeah, it would be because you can help a lot of people. You have no idea what Elon Musk or any of these guys do. Bezos, Gates, what's our guy in Omaha? Buffett.
Buffett, yes.
You have no idea how much money they give away to charity.
Exactly.
Nobody knows. I don't know why we have to say the things that we do. And on some of these, I'm okay, I guess, because I don't think it's causing an uproar as much as they would like it to be. But then you get into some of the others. And yesterday there was another, first off, Alea Gales, who signed to play with USC. I don't remember I think it was on one of our shows. She was at a house party somewhere and she was shot 10 times. She's better, and she just signed her letter of intent, so she's still going to USC. But she was shot 10 times. You have that, but I'm trying to see. Wisconsin Badgers, track and field and cross country. Her name was Sarah Schulz, and she took her life over the weekend. She committed suicide. She was a cross-country runner and track star.
Okay.
Same as, I don't remember if you remember that we were talking about Stanford's women's soccer player, Katie Meyer, a great soccer player. and both of them committed suicide. And they came back, and they have, because of social media, they have pretty much have their last social media posts and everything. And they both were happy. They both were smiling. They were at, both were at different parties or get togethers and stuff. And I'm trying to figure this out, Scott, and you're more level headed.
So
you're more level headed than I am.
Okay. So put this, you went from the fact that there's controversy with Elon Musk buying a social media platform, Twitter.
Right.
And now we're getting into the aspect of.
And same thing with Steve Martin, that, okay, that's wrong. And so we're becoming a that's wrong culture. And I'm trying to figure out, and you can't figure it out, and I understand that, but I'm trying to figure out how you can protect these college athletes, because when you look at them and you watch them play, because that's all we get to do. Now, we have kids that are doing that or in school. They see them, and from what everybody could see, had no idea. And now we're putting, you know, we put extended pressure on kids right now. I have a really bad feeling with this NCAA. You have Bill Self coming out saying this NIL is horrible. It's not the right thing. I get it that, you know, they need to have something because, hey, coaches can leave, but that's not a big deal either. Well, yeah, it is, but okay, do whatever.
Well, it has to be this. I mean, if a coach can leave, you got to give the kid the ability to change his life, because his life was changed.
It just seems that we're like missing the prize because we can't see beyond our nose.
It's the old, you know, can't see the forest for the tree.
I was trying to figure it out. As soon as you said that, it popped. And I don't know how you fix it. The only way that I could think of that I had a part in this is I won't do what other people sometimes do on these shows. I'm not going to pick on a person. I'm not going to pick on a thing. I pick on things I don't agree with, and then I try to back it up with why I don't agree with it. But it's not because, well, it's just because this is what I think. I mean, I try to do some research, but I'm looking at all these things.
I think this is from NIL to the conservatives now that have the money, you know, for each college to earmark to this and all these different things. We're crawling. We're barely crawling on this journey, and it's the evolution and the chapters that we go through to get where this finally is going to be. I mean, I've heard some chatter and some buzz of, I mean, think about the European way of things. It's a club. It's a club, a place for the town.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, there's an evolution coming of the really, really good ones are going to go and play for a name, per se, if you will. Do I think the NCAA is still going to be here in 15 years? No.
I don't either. I don't even know if I give it 15. I have said this all along. I've said this to you, and I've said it to you sober and drinking and all those, that you're going to have mega conferences, and that's what you're going to have. And that's the way it's going
to
be.
With the way the money is getting created to the super schools and things like that, and that if you truly want to buy a team, it's going to come down, you can buy a team, you know? So I think that, I still believe that there's ones that are going to get paid to play a sport, but there's also ones that have a talent to play a sport but want an education.
Right.
I mean, I think there's going to be a fork
that you're not going to play professional sports somewhere.
Right. But you still have the right to. I mean, there's going to be a fork in the road here that is, all right, fine. There's no chance of you getting a degree anyway, but you're really talented at catching a ball. You're over here. You're great at track. You're great at softball. You're great at volleyball. You're great at football. But it's to the point where it's going to get split up. There's going to be the big, you know, the NFL of 19-year-olds. You know, that they do go and play at a collegiate level, but they're not actually playing for college.
And, you know, in all fairness, it happens in the business world every day. Somebody that does my job, but does my job better than I do, gets paid more than I do. Somebody that doesn't do as good a job as I do, they don't get paid as much. You know, it happens everywhere. It happens in sports too. Right now, there's just a lot of money being made in the lower levels in high school, where if you make people think that they have a chance to make it big, you can make money off of them, right?
Yes. I mean, we've been down, we just went down the path of U-Trip baseball. You did more in the AAU basketball,
yeah.
But there was the clinics. It was one thing to be on the team that was coached by a banker buddy, or you were on the team that was coached by someone getting paid $85,000 a year to coach 13-year-olds.
Right.
Okay, because I can get you a Division I deal. And if you're on the team and I get three Division I guys, then you know what? You guys don't have to pay. But we can get the other guys who will still pay because they think they can get a Division I deal. I mean,
it happened.
The passion of a parent, for Pete's sakes.
It's big.
It's yeah. Yep. I mean, I revert back to the genius of the guy who instead of ordering pictures for your kids in school, give them all the pictures. A parent will not throw away a picture. They'll pay for all of them.
Yeah.
It's the same mindset.
Yep. It's just we are at a different time, and it's going to take a while for people to realize that. I think that's the one thing that everybody forgets. You have winners and losers. The difference between winners and losers nowadays compared to back when I was growing up in the 70s is the losers still had a lot of fun.
Right.
Even though I couldn't be that guy, but I'm still this guy and I'm having a lot of fun.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, now, no, I want to be that guy. Well, you're not as, or gal. You're not as good as that guy or gal. Well, then that shouldn't matter because I still want to have their fun instead of having it's so out there, and I don't know how you fix it, and it may not be fixable because
it's not a fix; it's an evolution.
It is, and
we just went through, or some say we're over, some say we're still going through a worldwide pandemic. The normal is different.
It is.
They'll
different.
Never be the normal that we had in 83, let alone the normal we had in 95.
Nope.
The world evolves.
Only thing we know for sure is when that music plays, we have to stop for a second.
And talk about fun stuff.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3 FM. Real sports talk to real sports fans. Scott and I will be back one more segment before the top of the hour. Be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Iowa Sports. Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hello. Happy Tuesday. You are listening to Steen on Sports. I just wish we could just talk through commercials because it's a lot of fun. But this is Steen on Sports. It is Tuesday.
We have to have commercials.
We are here at 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _13, at Steen on Sports. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. They were founded in the Midwest in 2011, provides quality health care. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage Building Maintenance is a health-centric company providing innovative building maintenance janitorial services. We provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial service throughout the Midwest. They are driven by technology, challenging us to always find healthier, more efficient ways to serve our client base through our constant discovery of processes, and our teams help to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy indoor environment possible. You can check them out at heritagebldg.com. You can give them a call, 515-868-0842, to check out more about Heritage, one of the great things, they're providing peace of mind and protecting the future of your buildings and its occupants. Okay, so you had me at hello.
Okay.
What movie is that?
That'd be Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. See, look at that. See, that we
successful knowledge.
It is. No, we have knowledge. And see, I can bring that stuff up. Ask me what I did 3.5 hours ago. I'm a little foggy. You were telling me about 7-on-7 football.
Okay, it all stems
that
from
is that you. It's.
It's called FCF, fan-controlled football.
Fan-controlled
and it was,
football.
It was yesterday, which I guess, quote-unquote, went viral, if you will. It was Johnny Manziel's quarterback in the league, and he threw a touchdown pass to 48-year-old, what did I say?
Terrell Owens. Who looks good still.
T.O. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. So this, and as I start, I'm like, what? Because it has a massive arena look to it, all right?
Like arena league football.
It is, but it's only for, I'm sure the boys, your boys or our boys, could go off and tell us what this is. But it sounds like it's in one stadium in Atlanta. You get on, I believe it is Twitch, but you pick
not like that.
But you get on like Wednesdays. You pick the team and pick the plays, and then they play the game you picked that everyone quote unquote voted on or whatever, and then they play the game.
Hilarious.
I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not as hip as a 23-year-old or 25-year-old right now, but to see the footage, I'm like, oh, this looks fun.
You got
to
do this. That is.
So, yeah, I got to do a little research on this. I mean, the stuff I was looking at, it was created in 2017, so obviously it's been around a while, but the fact that you've got a 48-year-old Terrell Owens, they said, hey, people know you.
T.O.
Why don't you come try this? And then weird that Johnny Manziel didn't have anything going on. But yeah. But no, it's you'll have to check out. I'll stick some stuff on our Twitter feed and of the touchdown between the two. But it was intriguing and it looks pretty cool.
I like that. That's better. That's better. That's better news than what we've been talking about.
It looks like the guys playing the video games of picking the play, stuff like that, except it's live action of what they picked and of the team they put together. It's pretty cool.
How old do you think Al Pacino is?
Al Pacino is, let's see, Godfather says, he is 78 years old.
He's 82. He still looks good. He's
okay.
Ooh-ah!
yes. Ooh-ah is what he did. Yes.
Ooh-ah! I had to remember that. See?
Yes.
Another thing that I can remember that I shouldn't. Right. I shouldn't be able to remember, but I can.
That was when he played a blind man.
So, yeah. It was.
Yes, it was.
There's so much stuff going on. I told you about the gal, Aaliyah Gales, who was shot 10 times, that she is heading that way. We are getting ready.
Was fully recovered.
Fully, I think so. So it must have been like grazing or something. I have no
idea. Superficial. Yes.
One of the things I think that is the one sport that I think always pulls us back out of these things all the time is the National Football League. I mean, where else can you? I mean, to watch the NBA draft, you're like, okay, the first 10 picks, yep, and then it's just a bunch of college kids that even people that watch a lot of college basketball are going, right. Oh, man, I can't remember him. The NFL draft in Vegas.
that stroke right
it,
there
it is
absolute genius.
It is unbelievable.
I can see it being there every year.
I I'm surprised that it's – the really funny thing is when they had it in Nashville and all of the bachelorette gals had rented out hotels to have their bachelorette parties in Nashville because that's like the place to go, couldn't get any hotel rooms because people were down there watching the
They
draft.
Did a nice job with that, though. I watched quite a bit of that. I mean, the way they set it up and
it was
they
cool.
Did a nice job.
It was really cool. But that is coming up. That's one of the reasons that B is going to come in early today so we can go through. So in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to, Scott and I'll start going through some stuff so we don't
this
sound
is, dude, this is
not knowing what we're doing. But right now, some of the biggest things is you have some of these wide receivers, Deebo Samuel being one of them. You know, do you keep him? Do you trade him? He's an interesting one, right? Deebo Samuel, because people want to give him Tyreek Hill money because he's so exciting to watch play. The problem is that he runs the ball better than he's not a Tyreek Hill. He's not a Devontae Adams. He doesn't get downfield. He's a big guy. I mean, right. He's a really big guy.
It's what he does after the catch.
Right. And that's why they run him out of the backfield. But, you know, you get into that $27 million a year mode and teams start going, $27 million is too high. You know, they don't start doing that at 11. Right. 11 million. Oh, we can't do that at 11. No, it's 27 million. Gets them to say, well, I don't know if we can do that. We've talked during the break about Tyrese Hunter a little bit.
Yes.
Now,
I'm
looking at all these. You know where I want him to go? I want him to go to Purdue. That's where I don't mind if he goes.
Stop. I know exactly why you want that. Stop. Be nice. Tennessee. Tennessee'd be great.
Tennessee is fine. Gonzaga would not be a bad thing either.
Okay. I don't. Okay. He was a freshman last year. Yes. Does it hurt? Because you know what hurts about it is I am a Cyclone fan.
I am.
How dare you? How dare you disrespect the team by not wanting to be here for the rest of your life?
Yeah,
you know, it's how dare you? But you get down to this. You've said some things. Maybe there's some people coming in that he went, wait a minute, maybe I'm not going to get as much time as I want.
Well,
maybe I would have. I mean, we all look at it different ways.
I can be wrong. I think Taman Lipsey is going to be a great college basketball player.
I don't think we're saying that's the reason that Tyrese Hunter left.
No,
but I think there's factors of.
He wants to be the point guard, and he's not going to be the point guard for 32 minutes a game. I mean, right. it's not going
to
happen.
If he does go to Kansas, and he's 1 year in college under his belt, he goes to Kansas and he becomes that point guard, and he misses by a half a step on something, they are not going to be nice to him.
No, they're not going to be nice to him. Now, this show will be nice to him because we are trying to set a new tone.
Change of culture.
On how you do things. But yeah, no, who knows? I mean, here's the funny thing that I think sometimes that we forget because we're both in our 50s. If they left these kind of decisions to me and I had their talents when I was 18, 19, and 20, God knows where I'd have been.
Oh, God, yeah, you'd have been 10 times worse.
Oh, way worse. Yeah. Way worse.
Yeah, money and talent if you had those things? Wow.
I mean, I just, to go with the attitude that I had when I was that age, yeah. Somebody said something to me in the crowd like that, I'd be up in the crowd going, hello.
You would have been fined a lot.
Let me introduce you to my friend.
Yeah, you're number one. Yes.
One of the things that came out today was they were talking about the transfer portal. I mean, they're trying to find everything they can. Any coach, any athletic director, we got to do something. We're behind the eight ball here. People aren't buying our stories. You know, I had Bill Self go out. He sounded horrible. I got Dick Vitale going on TV, and everybody thinks, oh, my God, he's had way too much. And I love Dick Vitale, and I can't. I almost said something I didn't. I was going to say he had too much chemo, but that would have been really mean.
See, that's when you said, I almost said that. Good thing I did it. Then when you do say it,
I know, it's
it makes it even worse. So let's left-hand editor.
Okay. Yes, I know. It said that only 59% of the people that transferred in the 2019 and 2020 seasons. Only 59% of them stayed on scholarship. Yeah, can you believe it's already that time?
I swear that one is a 30-second segment.
Kids that go to school up there as a freshman, probably, 65% of them stay in school?
Right.
I mean, it's the numbers. Just because you throw a number out, it makes it off.
You can make stats look any way you want,
but you can do that. We're going to do some NFL talk before we get B-Styles in here and makes us look bad for doing NFL talk. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We'll be right back. Here's a look.